In CI News this week, disability campaigners tell MPs to fix the care system rather than legalise assisted suicide. African nations unite to protect the family in defiance of a liberal Western agenda. And a couple have no regrets over choosing life as they prepare to celebrate their son's third birthday. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 21st of August. I'm Rhys Kernow. Disability campaigners have urged Parliament to halt the assisted suicide programme and instead help people to live. In an open letter, signatories including actors Liz Carr and Ruth Madeley, disabled peer Baroness Campbell of Surbiton, and a number of academics called on MPs to reject backbencher Lauren Edwards' private members' bill, which will be voted on in September. They said the only safe way to reduce suffering at the end of life is to reform the social and palliative care systems, something that should be done before politicians give any thought to legalising assisted suicide. They conclude, "We urge you to hear our voices, understand our fears, and work with us to create a system that is safe for all, one that assists us to live." African leaders have backed a charter that seeks to protect family life from the influence of a progressive agenda promoted by the UN and Western nations that provide financial aid. At a conference in Ghana, 20 nations signed up to the African Charter on Family, Sovereignty and Values, which, among other things, promotes one man, one woman marriage and parental rights while opposing the sexualization of children. The charter also expresses alarm at the infiltration of transgender ideology and so-called abortion rights being promoted by international groups via sex education programs. The leaders pledged to protect the unborn from abortion and preserve the institution of the African family, based on marriage between a man and a woman, as the natural and fundamental group unit of society. The draft document is expected to be endorsed at the 2027 African Union General Assembly. A comprehensive survey of the gambling habits of secondary school children in Bradford has revealed that almost one in three admit to spending their own money on gambling. The major research project surveyed over 7,000 young people aged 12 to 15 across the city's secondary schools during the 2023-24 academic year. The most popular forms of gambling activity were fruit or slot machines, private bets, and playing cards. Very few pupils reported gambling online. In a briefing to schools, the project warned that young people who gamble can be at greater risk of financial difficulties, mental health problems, and disruption to their education. Problem gambling among children aged 11 to 18 doubled in this period, equating to around 85,000 young people nationwide. And finally, the parents of a boy not expected to survive birth have expressed their joy at choosing life as they prepare to celebrate his third birthday. At his 22-week scan, Jude Bedingfield was diagnosed with two severe genetic conditions and a complex neurodegenerative disorder. Despite being told by medics that his health challenges were incompatible with life, Mum Heidi recalled, "We decided to give Jude a chance and it is the best decision we ever made." As parents, she and Dad Ryan have found Jude to be a very determined boy and they want to give him the best opportunities so that his potential can be fulfilled. As he has grown, we have found that he is most affected developmentally and neurologically. Despite this, he is a very happy boy and to us, he is just Jude. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.